At Manvers Main we are locked out for what we do not know. We want fair play and a fair day's pay at Manvers 1 and 2. We've had 3 arbitrations at Manvers number 1. And we are quite unsettled yet, we're about where we begun. And we are quite unsettled yet, we're about where we begun. The first it was 2 years ago, some headings in dispute. Where powder was prohibited, the price we did refute. A bob a yard for all dry boards and nothing for the fly was all the extra pay we got at the price we agreed to try. 'Twas all the extra pay we got at the price we agreed to try. The second was 6 months ago, at the commencement of the year. We thought we'd got a grand award, so fair it did appear. But Mr. T, with his sharp eye, soon found it would not do to give his workers such a treat. The award he soon broke through. To give his workers such a treat, the award he soon broke through. The third and last was recently, in this present year of grace. The master's men, the men sat down, it was a slashing race. Our arbitrators fought like men, outnumbered 2 to 1. And the umpire gave his verdict in, and so the race was done. And the umpire gave his verdict in, and so the race was done. The masters won, of course their purse was more than we could stand. When they can all come working men, they think it awful grand. But the day of reckoning will come when all men stand as one. And the tyrants of poor working men shall account for what they've done. And the tyrants of poor working men shall account for what they've done.